James Thompson is the Nationals candidate for the upcoming federal election. He joins us to have a chat so we can get to know him a little bit. James, how are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thank you, Andrew. Great to be with you and your listeners this morning.
James, why do you want to represent this region in federal parliament?
Look, Andrew, I love this region and this area. My wife and I live in the electorate and got a two-year-old daughter and a three-month-old son, which keeps me busy when I'm not out there meeting people. But look, I put my hand up because I wanted to see a real future for our region and our kids. I grew up in regional Australia, and I find it, sad when kids don't have the opportunities and a future in our area. And I want to make sure that here in the Upper Hunter, that our kids want to stay in the region and that there are the jobs and opportunities for them to be able to do that.
James, can I get the 60-second bio?
I grew up in Narrabri out west, and mum and dad ran a farming business and moved to the Hunter region to study at university and met my wife here and fell in love with the place and absolutely love our region and what it represents. We did a double degree at the University of Newcastle, and I work at a local school currently. So that keeps me very grounded with what families are wanting for their future. And it's just a great environment to hear the aspirations of young people and families and the future they want. And I really want to see that vision for the Hunter region, which I don't feel that we've had under 100 years being a safe Labor seat.
Do you think it's important that a Nationals member actually come from an agricultural background?
Andrew, I think it's important, but what I love about the Nationals is that we represent all industries. So we're passionate about seeing the agriculture industry be strong, but also I've been out there talking about the tourism industry doubling. We've got the Singleton Army base and how we can expand defence industry, what we can do with manufacturing and small businesses, and of course mining and the role that energy plays in our future as well. So an agriculture background gives you an insight when representing an area like this, but it's important that we focus on all industries, and I think the Nationals do that really well.
James, a lot of people are concerned regarding their jobs and the mines around the Upper Hunter. What are your thoughts on that particular subject? A lot of talk about investment in renewable energy sources here in the Upper Hunter recently.
I'm concerned for people's jobs, Andrew, and like you say, there's been a lot of talk. But what we need to ensure is that there is a future for the 14,000 families that rely on mining in our region. We have the cleanest coal in the world here in the Hunter. And it's one thing to talk about, $100 billion investment in renewable projects, but those projects haven't begun yet. They haven't begun the planning process. So we're a way off when it comes to that. So I welcome diversifying the economy and adding new industries into the mix, but I certainly support the secure work in the mining industry and making sure that we really look after those families and everybody that goes to work and works hard during the day. The Nats back those people, and we believe that them and their family have a future.
Do you think it's a good thing that renewable energy and the current energy sources, that they can work side by side until such time as things get phased out?
Well, I think industries can coexist. I mean, we've seen it with agriculture and mining, and we're seeing it now as we diversify our economy. I think we've got to celebrate new industries beginning. One of the things that I guess is a frustration of mine, Andrew, if 20 years ago the Labor Party had done the work to diversify our economy and add new industries into the mix, we'd still have a strong mining industry and we could celebrate that. But rather than 40% of jobs are being reliant upon one industry in Singleton, it would be the same strong industry, but it may account for a lesser percentage. So I think we've got to give people opportunities and choice of where they go to work, but make sure that we support our existing industries as we look to add new ones into the mix.
When we talk about the security of jobs in the Upper Hunter, it's not just so much the industry, but also the type of job that they have. There's a lot of casualisation that a lot of people are worried about.
Yes, and there's lots of small businesses as well that play off those industries, and it's very important in that regard that we support small businesses. And I was talking to Nigel, who runs a manufacturing business in the Hunter the other day and employs 8 people, and he's just taken someone who's a long-term unemployed and given them a go.
Yep.
And I think we need to make sure that we have strong small businesses. And on the point of casualisation, I know that there's a lot of talk in and around that. I want to see equal pay for equal work that people do, and it's important we support small businesses in and around that casualisation. Cafes and hospitality venues, there are broad implications for some of those policy discussions, which you'll hear more from me in the coming months.
Well, I look forward to catching up with you. The closer we get to the federal election, I'm sure we will speak many times more. James Thompson, thank you very much for joining us on 2NM today.
Thanks for your time, Andrew, and all of your listeners' time as well.